All right, so we'll say good morning. Oh, you got the sheets?
Yeah.
All right, good, perfect. Perfect, thank you. Sure. All right, so we'll say we left off yesterday. We did Mishumadim, right? Did we start Tess?
Yeah.
Start Tess, Yod.
Yod bet,
right? Yeah, Yod. Let's go to Yod. So he says, we did Yod? Machtia Rabin? Yeah, we did Rabin. Poetry Dachati, but Yod Aleph. Okay. See, so he says the following. He says, HaPorush Midarach Yitzibur. So remember, again, we're still going through the order of the people who don't have a chilek in Olam Haba. So HaPorush Midarach Yitzibur, a person who goes out and separates himself from the ways of the Tzibur. Afa Pishalo Avar Averos Ele Nivdal Me'adas Yisrael. Even though, again, so what's interesting is, often when we speak about Porush Me'adas Tzibur, often the assumption is that we're talking about a situation of someone who separates himself from the mitzvos as well. Now what the Rambam is saying is that no, Porush Me'adas Tzibur means even if a person does not violate any Averos, Elo Nivdal Me'adas Yisrael, but rather a person is just simply separate. A person is separate from the rest of the Adas, I'm sorry? Correct. There, the Gemara talks about that somebody doesn't participate in the Tzaros of Klal Yisrael, Eino Rov, B'rishu Asan. So the Gemara, so the Rambam goes on, he says, Ve'eino Osa Mitzvos Bichlalon, Ve'lo Nichnas Bitzarasan. Again, here the Rambam says it. Person doesn't include himself. Person doesn't do mitzvos within the context of the klal. They might do mitzvos on their own, but a person doesn't participate in tzaros, velomis arabitanis, and he doesn't fast on communal fast days. Elo holich bidarko ke'echad megoye ha'aretz uki'ilu einamen. I must say, this is such a profound idea. So this could be a person who is absolutely, I guess for lack of a better term, what we would call observant. Right, that this individual could going to be keeping all of the mitzvos, doing everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, but they simply don't identify with Klal Yisrael. Such an individual, ein lo chelik liolam haba. Such a profound idea that you see that in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not just simply about observance of the details, but it is about identifying with the collective. Ha'osa averos biad rama ki yoyakim. One who goes there and does averos in a brazen fashion like King Yoyakim. Bein sha'asa kalos, bein sha'asa hamuros, ein lo chelik. We've seen already something similar to this before, that a person who goes ahead and does averos just in a brazen fashion, at that point in time, it's clear that they're just rejecting the authority of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't have a chelek in Olam Haba. V'zehu anikra megale panim b'torah. This is what's called somebody literally who reveals his face, who acts brazenly or arrogantly b'torah, mipnei shehi is metzcho v'gila panim v'lo bosh midivrei torah. And I will say, you know, the Gemara says that there are certain things that are the inherent, like built-in midos of Klal Yisrael. So one of them is Baishanin, right? That Baishan literally means embarrassed. What it means is that we're humble. We are a humble people. And so anyone who goes ahead and exhibits absolute arrogant behavior, such an individual to a certain degree has cut himself off from the Klal. You know, the other mid that the Gemara brings down is Kas. I think I mentioned this before. The Gemara says that if somebody has a terrible temper, terrible Kas, the Gemara actually says, chances are they're a mamzer. The Gemara says, chances are there's mamzeros in their family at some point in time, because such a pigam, such a deficiency in midos has to be that there's something up with their lineage. All right, the Rambam goes on. Yes. Correct. This is very important. In all of these cases, when the Rambam says "Ein lo chelik l'olam haba," what the Rambam means is if a person lives this way and persists this way and does not change their ways, I will not have a chelik l'olam haba. But if a person does tshuva, that's again. Remember, that's why this is in Hilchos Tshuva, right? Why is this here in Hilchos Tshuva? To say that if I identify with any one of these things, I better do tshuva. Yud Beis. Shnayim hima mosrim. What's a moser? So remember, moser is someone who gives. So what are the moser? Moser literally means someone who gives over. So the Rambam writes, Hamoser chaver biad goyim lahargo lakoso. Someone who gives over his friend to Gentiles to be killed or to be injured, to be maimed. V'hamoser mamon chaver biad goyim o biad onos shuhu ki goy. or someone who gives over the money of his friend in the hands of non-Jews, or in the hands of someone who would compel him to ultimately give money, who would be like a Gentile, shnayim elim chilek, both of them do not have a chilek. And I will say, obviously, without getting into it, this din of Moser is very, very, very misunderstood, you know, in today's context, where often you'll hear that, the Jewish community calls the police on someone, calls you of being a Moser. That's not the concept of Mesira. The concept of Mesira means giving over a Jew to a tyrannical, unjust government. The halacha is, if somebody breaks the law, you're supposed to call the police. If somebody breaks the law, you're supposed to turn them over to the authorities. Are there exceptions? There are always exceptions to every situation. But lemaisa, again, it's very important to know that the din of Moser does not apply today if somebody, in our country, in other countries it may apply, but in our country today where we have a justice system, a judicial system, a law enforcement system, if somebody breaks the law, ultimately, again, we have a system to be able to deal with them. In any event, the Rambam says, Moser, Ein Lechevik Olam Haba, Yod Gimel, Matile Eima Ala Tzibor Shaloshim Shemayim. Those who instill fear on the congregation, on the Tzibor, for the sake of heaven. Now what does that mean? Zeharodet Tzibor Bechazak. This refers to a leader who rules his Tzibor with iron fist. Ve'im yireim upochti mimenu. And literally, the people are afraid of him. Yireim upochti mimenu harbe. Ve'kavanoso lichvod atzmo ulechol chafetza ve'lo lichvod shemayim kigo malchei ha'goyim. So we'll say, the Rambam writes the following. If a leader leads with a strong hand, but he does it ultimately for the benefit of the people, he does it ultimately, again, for the benefit of keeping the people close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keeping the people on straight and narrow, that's praiseworthy. You know, again, the truth is, if you look, David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech ruled with a strong hand. They ruled. If you stepped out of line, there are repercussions, at least most of the time. But why was that done? That was done in order to keep order in society and in order to keep people on the straight and narrow. That's okay. But if a leader goes ahead and rules with a strong hand for his own self-aggrandizement, for his own covet, for his own ego, then says the Rambam, now, it's interesting because out of all of these things that we've seen before, this is so strong. But remember, again, what Rambam is also highlighting is that a leader has the ability to affect so much change and to do so much good. And if he abuses his power just simply for his own self-advancement, in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that becomes an unforgivable offense. Yudalit. Kol echad ve'echad me'arba'a ve'esrim anashim elu shemaninu. We'll say, now remember, so now we've gone through the list. We've gone through all 24 categories of people. Afapi shein Yisrael, even though they are bona fide Jews, ein lahem chilich le'olam haba. They have no portion in the world to come. V'yesh averos kalos me'arba'a. We'll say, lest you think that these are the only averos for which you do not have a chilek l'olam haba. There are other averos that are even more kal, that seem to be even of a lesser stricture than these. And even though they are more kal, so to speak, the rabbi still said that one who is a habitual offender, ein lo chilek l'olam haba, will not have a portion of the world to come. And therefore it is appropriate to avoid these averos. What are some examples? Ve'elohen. Hamechane es chavero. This is the famous psalm that everybody speaks about, calling your friend by a nickname. Hamechane es chavero. The kori le chavero bekinuyav. And one who goes out and calls his friends by all kinds of nicknames. If you look at the Kesef Mishnah on the left hand side, I think I underlined it for you, right? You have it underlined in your sheet. So look at that Kesef Mishnah quickly. He says, O Mishnah Sham. He quotes the Mishnah. So, excuse me. Mechana shem ra lechavero. Tanya beperek hazov. De'in lo chilek l'olam haba. Va'omru sham. De'afilu dosh bei b'shmei. And interestingly enough, this is even true if what? This is even true if your friend is very used to that, meaning if a person is known by that nickname. Upirish Rashi. Kvar hurgo b'kach. Shemechanim osu b'kach. Ve'in panav mislabnos. U'mikomakom zelahach limo miskavim. So it's very interesting. So Rashi says over here that a person can have a nickname that everyone calls him, and he's kind of used to it, and it doesn't embarrass him. However, again, if I'm calling it, if I'm using that nickname as a way ultimately of putting him down, even though what, he may not feel put down, says Rashi, that's mechana shinra lechaverov. V'nira midvarov, di'i dash be'bishmei, So what's this is, but it turns out from here, according to what Rashi said, that if someone has a nickname and they're used to that nickname and that nickname does not embarrass them, and I call them that nickname not with the intention to disparage, but with the intention to call them by their nickname, that it should be okay. And the Kesef Mishnah says, and who can know what your intentions are? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God knows if your intention is to disparage or your intention is just using it. Rabbeinu Kasav HaMechana Shem, Velo Kasav Shemra, V'nirli SheKasav Kein L'Rabos Had D'Dashbe B'Shmei, SheKvar Ein Nira Be'inav Shemra, V'afilo Hachi Aser. So he says like this. So therefore, going back, the Rambam says, HaMechana Es Chavero, V'akon Kore Chavero B'chinuyav. So we'll see, the truth is, although these two things sound the same, Mechanes Chavero means I make up a nickname for my friend. Kori Lechavero Bechinu Yav means what? He already has a nickname that I am using. So the point that I'm saying is, Ein L'chelik Olam Haba, but the Kesef Mishnah says, and this is the point about it, because the truth is there are some people that don't even go by their regular name. They just simply are known throughout life by a nickname. So what do you do with such an individual? Right, according to them, you know, what do you say? You over there. Right? You know, so therefore, again, this Kesef Mishnah is very important, because the Kesef Mishnah says, if a person has a nickname that's not meant to disparage, and the individual, again, does not mean to disparage, then at the end of the day, that should be fine to use. The Rambam over here is talking about people who use these nicknames as an opportunity to disparage another. One who disparages Torah scholars, the Hamivaz Rabosev, one who goes ahead and embarrasses or disparages his Rebbe, his teachers, the Hamivaz Samados, and one who goes to Rabosev and disparages the Yomim Tovim, the Hamichal Asakodshim, and one who goes down and desecrates that which is consecrated. When do we say, and this goes to Sayyid's point, when do we say that each of these people do not have a chelik in olam haba? B'shemes b'lo tshuva. Remember again, the Rambam is not coming to say that once I've exhibited one of these behaviors, that's it, there's no hope for me. There's no hope for me as long as I don't change. But if I choose to change, then ein achinami aval im ashav merishaso merisho umes v'hu bal tshuva hari zem mibnei ha'olam haba. But if chashon person engages in one of these detrimental behaviors, but then a person does tshuva, ultimately repents, and a person does regain their chilek in olam haba. She'in l'chad davar shomi b'nei ha'tshuva. Chazbos is one of the most important lines in the Rambam, because there is nothing that stands in the way of tshuva. Nothing that stands in the way of the tshuva. Afilu, kafar be'ikar kol yama. Rabbi said, even if a person was a kofar, a person didn't believe in God all of their days, uba achrona, shav, and what happens? And at the end of their life, they returned. Yesh lo chelik. They have a portion in the world to come. Shene emar, shalom, shalom, l'rachok, ulekarov, amar Hashem, v'raposiv. Literally, peace, peace. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out l'rachok, to he who is far, to he who is close. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will heal them. Let's just finish up the perek. Kol Rishon V'Poshim V'Mishmadim Kiyotzei Bahen. All the Rishon, the sinners, and the Poshim, the Mishmadim, Shechazru B'Tshuva, who repented, Bein Begalui, Bein Shechazru B'Matmonios. We'll say whether they did Tshuva overtly, whether they did Tshuva quietly, privately, Mekablin Osan. We receive them back. Now we'll say this is not talking about Olam Haba. This is not talking about what? Into the community. That if a person is clearly demonstrates that they have done Tshuva, then you are permitted to accept them back ultimately into the community. Shana Amar, Shuvu Banim Shovavim. Afapi, because the Pasuk says, return wayward sons. What the Rambam picks up on is what the Gemara picks up on, that it says, Shulban and Shulban, return wayward sons, which indicates that what? That you're returning, but you're still wayward. So we take back even the wayward. What does that mean? That refers to someone who did tshuva, but a person only did tshuva privately. Externally, perhaps a person looks like they're doing the same, but lamaisa, again, we know that internally, however we gauge that, we know that they've done tshuva. Halacha lamaisa, the Rambam says, mekablin also b'tshuva. So I'll say, after we go through this exhaustive list of people who don't have chilek in olam haba, remember again, the Rambam says, they only don't have a chilek if they choose not to change their ways. But if they change their ways, they absolutely regain their connection to their chilek. Why? She'in davar omid b'fnei tshuva. Nothing stands in the way of tshuva. Furthermore, again, they regain their standing in the community, meaning not necessarily their full standing, but we re-accept them back into the community. And that's true even if for some reason they have not externally changed their ways. But if we know that internally, however we would gauge that, they have in fact changed their ways, then mekablen oso b'tshuvaso. We'll pick up with Parakavi tomorrow in Yirtzeh Hashem.